Mayor Marty Walsh and the business community are still getting to know each other. Over the years, former Mayor Tom Menino developed a ritualized way of interacting with big Boston business. He'd open with a few self-deprecating jokes, acknowledge helpful individuals, hail responsible development, an educated workforce, opportunity for women. There was some of that in Walsh's address at the Boston Harbor Hotel. He began by introducing his staff.
Keith Williams, the director of the Office of Small and Local Business Enterprise. Just a few more. The reason why I'm doing this is, as you're leaving, if you see them, grab them. Just so you make those connections, because we really, want to have a good interaction with a lot of you in this room.
But Walsh admitted he wanted to open up his address to the business community in an unusual way.
I know talking about violence, public safety, and inequality in housing may not be the norm at an economic forum like this in the morning, but I believe they're important to our city and our region.
He talked about his concern that the city has seen 9 homicides this year, that Boston still needs more early childhood education, and that the homeless population is up to more than 7,000 people.
This group here is focused on economic development, and I'll talk in a minute about it. During the campaign, I said that we're all in this together. That means all of us have a stake in Boston's success and the future of Boston.
Walsh asked the audience for 3 things: to participate in the Boston Youth Fund, which pairs high school students with summer jobs, to support immigration reform, and to push the federal government to send Boston more money for public transportation. There were some other hot topics of interest among the business audience, such as union influence on City Hall, restructuring the powerful, developer-friendly BRA. Those conversations, however, are more likely to take place in private. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.